Okay, we're ready to move forward with our tax rate hearing. This hearing is being held pursuant to the provisions of KRS 160.470 for the purpose of hearing public comments regarding a proposed 2020 general fund tax levy of 73.6 cents on real property and 73.6 cents on personal property. The general fund tax levied in fiscal year 2019 was 72.5 cents on real property and 72.5 cents on personal property and produced revenue of $497,980,297.14. The proposed general fund tax rate of 73.6 cents on real property and 73.6 cents on personal property is expected to produce revenue of $542,208,828. Of this amount, $56,500,531 is from new and personal property. The compensating tax rate for 2020 is 70.7 cents on real property and 70.7 cents on personal property, and is expected to produce $521,036,740.93. The general area to which revenue of $30,835,839 above 2019 revenue is to be allocated as: for cost of collections, $614,624. For building fund, $1,765,649. For instruction, $22,508,352. For transportation, $1,963,434. And for maintenance of plant, $3,813,046. All persons who have requested to speak on the proposed rates will now be given an opportunity to present testimony. Each speaker is allowed 3 minutes to address the board. At the end of 2.5 minutes, a bell will sound once. You will then have 30 seconds to finish your statement. At the end of 3 minutes, the bell will sound twice, indicating your speaking time has ended. There are two that have signed to speak on the tax this evening. Our first speaker is Lester Gamble. Mr. Gamble, please come to the table, press for the microphone to come on, please, the middle button. And you have 3 minutes. Welcome. Yes, sir.
Welcome, Madam Chairman.
Thank you.
I want to speak quickly, please.
You have 3 minutes.
I want to speak quickly. Please omit my Mississippi twang. I'd like to start by saying thank you very much for the work you do for this community, and especially young people. We can't move forward without you all and what you do each and every day. But as the stewards of property, facilities, and most of all, funds, you understand that there has to be a source, but that source also has to come from other sources. If I might use a common phrase, we need to look at it holistically, or maybe the backpack approach as to how it affects people. If you take a look at what's going on in our community right now, there's a lot of burden on people in a multitude of areas. For an example, we have increasing bills in LG&E. I don't even need to speak of the water company and MSD. I own a property where I get a $100 bill every pay period for using zero drops of water. That's only relevant because those are the costs that people have to incur. I talk with, and I don't mean to speak for anyone else, but I talk with people in my community, my neighbors, as well as people in my churches. The wealth is not trickling its way down, and it is difficult for people. I know people that work in two jobs, they have a difficult time with kids. Some other people I spoke to would want to be here today, but because of school, kids and the obligations they have there. And if you were outside, you saw that horrific traffic. But those things being said, We've had a number of increases from the board. I would ask you to consider that the limited funds that people have available to them as a result of these other taxes that already are increasing, both with LG&E Water Company as well as the difficulties we have in the city with limited services that are about to be get put upon us. As in agreement with that, or going along with that, you'll notice too that we recently had a property tax. So the numbers I hear here and some I've heard over the news don't exactly transfer what it would be, mean to that individual person. I don't know many homes you can buy in around Louisville for $100,000. They're going to cost more. So that cost is going to be a lot more than what that said. Add that to the other things that we already incurring, it's going to be difficult for us to manage. I do know that you understand the plight of many people and you represent a lot of people throughout this county. I'd ask us to see if we can find some other ways to come up with the revenue you need, because I know it's necessary. I believe you have a valid concern, but you have to understand that there's limited resources with the multitude of places that people have to pay taxes to already. To add some more to that is just not something that can be sustained at this time. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Gamble. Our second speaker is Mr. Chris Harmer. Mr. Harmer, welcome, and you have 3 minutes also.
Thank you, Chair Porter. Good evening. I'm Chris Harmer, Chair of the Alliance to Reclaim Our Schools, or AROS Louisville. It's a coalition of seven community organizations. The property tax rate proposed tonight produces a net revenue increase from last year's property tax of 4%. Unfortunately for the district, of course, that revenue makes up only 37.5% of the proposed general fund budget. Other sources are declining or flat. So the actual total percentage growth in the budget is far smaller, comparable to inflation. In the face of continuing struggles with learning gaps between different groups of students, we need more revenue for programs that are proving to narrow those gaps. Black, brown, and low-income students, who make up two-thirds of JCPS students, need more support because of the struggles they face growing up in our society. We know how to do this better, how to do better by those kids now. We need to up the investment in the programs that are working. Public school is a bargain for many families in Jefferson County. A household with $100,000 income and a $200,000 house and $30,000 car are paying about $2,400 in school taxes for all the students in that household. People like me who have no kids in the system support the education of our neighbor's kids. That we make up 70% of the households in the county. I'm happy to do that along with my neighbors so that we have more successful graduates entering the Jefferson County economy to support themselves and their families, pay taxes, and be educated citizens, driving Louisville to be a thriving multicultural community. We want to, for some families, this is really not as good a deal. That's why we have to put more money into equity. Their children graduate less competitive in the working world than their more advantaged peers. We can and must help all of the students reach their full potential. AROS asks you to look for extraordinary, I'll call it, revenues above the proposed amount this year or next. We applaud the formation of an additional revenue tax task force, and if it's not done tonight, we hope you will find that source. And we ask you to make sure and raise money for really pushing equity and reducing learning gaps before you look at a nickel tax. We do not believe the community will be able to pass two recallable tax increases, and we think the equity needs to come first. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Harmer, for being here this evening. That completes our speakers on the tax hearing. So at this point, I think we adjourn from this session, and we come back for our work session at 7 p.m. Right? Okay. Sorry. Before I adjourn, I want to make sure that there is no one else in the audience that would like to speak on the tax rate issue. I want to ask if there's anyone else that would like to speak on the tax rate issue. Welcome. That's why I was...
You knew
encouraged to ask if there was anyone else that wanted to speak.
Well, I'm sorry that I didn't know the instructions. I know what the normal procedure is. Anyway.
And before you speak, would you please tell us your name, because everything's being recorded. Please, yes. Ma'am.
I'm Pat Morrell, and I'm president of the Louisville League of Women Voters. The League of Women Voters will celebrate our 100th anniversary in 2020. Not me. I'm not 100. For 100 years, we have been pursuing one goal: making democracy work. We have always supported public education as essential for making democracy work. That doesn't mean begrudgingly spending the least amount of money possible. It means investing tax dollars to ensure that every child receives a full and well-rounded education. It means that every child will have the opportunity to develop his or her own unique talents. It means that all children will succeed, regardless of family income or circumstances. It means investing in the future of the community so it will survive and thrive. We commend you for your vision statement that recognizes that citizenship is an essential part of education. All JCPS students graduate prepared, empowered, and inspired to reach their full potential and contribute as thoughtful, responsible citizens of our diverse, shared world. One of the criticisms by the state in the proposed state takeover was that by not increasing up to the limit, not subject to recall each year, we were reducing the potential increases. The League of Women Voters of Louisville supports your proposed tax increase. Additional funding improves our schools, and improved schools mean a better community. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. I will ask one other time, are there any other speakers this evening about the tax hearing? Thank you so much for our speakers. And do I need a motion to end the tax hearing, or do I do need a motion to end the tax hearing? Is there a motion? Board Member Brady, seconded by Board Member Craig. All those in favor? It's unanimous, and we are adjourned until our work session starts at 7 p.m. Thank you so much.